आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
तत्त्वम् असि, तो शंकराचार्य जी से इन वर्स नंबर 241, तत्त्वम् पदाभ्याम, तत्त्वम् दीज आर टू टर्म, तत्त्वम् पद मीन्स टर्म, पदाभ्याम अभिधीयमानयो, अभिधीयमानयो मीन्स डिनोटेड, व्हाट दे मीन, दे डिनोट, दे इंडिकेट, व्हाट दे इंडिकेट, ब्रह्म आत्मनः, दे इंडिकेट ब्रह्म आत्मा। तत् मीन्स ब्रह्म, त्वम मीन्स आत्मा, सेम सीक्वेंस, तत् त्वम पदोभ्याम एंड देन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइन ब्रह्म आत्मा, तत् मीन्स ब्रह्म, त्वम मीन्स आत्मनः। हाउ शोधितयो, शोधितयो मीन्स आफ्टर प्यूरिफाइंग इट, आफ्टर रिमूविंग समथिंग फ्रॉम दैट, यू हैव टू प्यूरिफाई दीज टू टर्म, तत् एंड त्वम, शोधित, यू हैव टू प्यूरिफाई। यद इत्थम विच दस श्रुत्वा, श्रुत्या मीन्स बाय द श्रुति, सेड बाय द स्क्रिप्चर्स, तयो, तयो मीन्स दीज टू टर्म, तत् एंड त्वम, तत्त्वमसीति सम्यक एकत्वम एव, तत्त्वमसीति महावाक्य, what it indicates, samyak ekatvam, samyak means completely, ekatvam means identity, both are one and same, so atma or paramatma, jeev or ishwar, or you can say Atma or Brahma, they are one. They are one. Samyak ekatvam et pratipadyate. Pratipadyate means it establishes. So Mahavakya establishes that Jeev and Brahma, Atma, Paramatma or Jeev, Ishwar is one and same. Muhu, again and again they say. Ekyam is identity. Tayo means between these two terms. Lakshitayo means it is indicated, implied meaning. We have to take the implied meaning. Lakshitayo. We have to take the implied meaning. Lakshitayo. Na vachayo. Don't take literal meaning. So, tat and tvam, what is the literal meaning? Jeev or Ishwar, they are different. So what we have to take? We have to lakshitayo, indicative meaning, implied meaning we have to do. Nigadyate, we is inculcated. We have to take that. So, not literal meaning, but the indicative meaning we have to take. Anyunya viruddha dharmino, why you have to take it that? Why indicative meaning? Anyunya viruddha dharmino, because they have got opposite dharma. If you take with upadhi, they are different. With upadhi, all together different. Without upadhi, without conditioning, they are one. Then he gives example, khadyotvhanavo, like a sun and a firefly. Is there any comparison? No. Similarly, in the Brahman, Atman, there is no comparison. Bhanavo. Then, if Raja Vrittayo, Raj means Raja, king, and Vritta means servant. Raja gives order and Vritta has to follow that order. So, there is a difference. Koop and Amburasayo, Koop, well, Amburasi, ocean. There is a lot of difference between well and Amburasi in the ocean. Paramanu, Meru, Paramanu, atom, and Meru, Parvat. But one thing is common in all of them. If you see the common thing, in Khadyot and Bhanavat, the light is common. Lumination power may be the different, but the light is common. Raj and Vrityo, if you take out the Raja's power and Vritya, his dress, then both are human beings. Similarly, Koop and Amburasi, the size may be different, but the water content in the Koop and Amburasi in the ocean is one and same. Similarly, Parmanu and Meru. Parmanu means atom. Meru is also made of all atoms only. Then he says, Tayor Virodha, the differences, the opposite nature. I am this. Upadhi kalpita, it is created by the upadhi, superimposition. It is kalpana, it is imagination. Kalpita, na vastava, it's not really there. Upadhi kalpita, na vastava, kaschit upadhi resa, this is from the highest standpoint. From the highest standpoint, we can say this is upadhi kalpita, they are same from the highest standpoint. This upadhi is all imaginary. So what is the upadhi? It says Isasya Maya Mahadadi Karanam. Ishwar's upadhi is Mahat Adi. Mahat. You know this term, na? Mahat. Mahat Tattva. From Mahat Tattva came Ahankar. From Ahankar came Tanmatra. From Tanmatra came Sthula Sushma Pahabhut. You have all forgotten in 15 days. There was no class. Mahatadi. And this Mahatadi came from where? Maya. So Ishwar has got a upadhi called Maya. And what is that Karan? Karan means is the cause. This Maya is the cause of the whole universe. Therefore, you will find in Sweta Sweta Upanishad, Ishwar is Karana Upadhi Chaitanya Ishwara. Karana Upadhi is the cause. Ishwar is cause for the whole universe. Karana Upadhi. And what is Jiva? Karya Upadhi, I am Jiva. Karya Upadhi, effect. So Ishwar is cause जीव एंड इफेक्ट, बोथ आर माया ओनली, बोथ आर माया ओनली, बट वन इज कॉज अनदर इज जीव इज इफेक्ट. देयरफॉर जीव डिफिनेशन इज कार्य उपाधि अयम जीव. इन तत्वबोध डिफाइंड माया उपाधि सन ईश्वर इत्युच्यते. इन तत्वबोध डिफाइंड द डेफिनेशन माया उपाधि. वन हु हैज गॉट द माया उपाधि ही इज कॉल्ड ईश्वर. अविद्या उपाधि सन आत्मा जीव इत्युच्यते. एंड हु इज जीव? हु हैज गॉट द अविद्या? व्हाट इज अविद्या? अविद्या इज नथिंग बट माया. बट रियली वन माया इज अ कारण, अनदर इज कार्य. वन इज कॉज, अनदर इज इफेक्ट. दिस इज द डिफरेंस. जीवस्य कार्य स्वरूप पंचकोशकम. एंड व्हाट इज द उपाधि? व्हाट इज द कंडीशन ऑफ जीव? जीवस्य कार्य, कार्य इज द इफेक्ट, इफेक्ट इज द पंचकोश. तो पंचकोश इज इफेक्ट ऑफ व्हाट? माया ओनली ना. माया, महत, आफ्टर महत कम्स अहंकार, अहंकार आफ्टर कम तन्मात्रा, तन्मात्रा आफ्टर दैट स्थूल पंचमहाभूत. एंड विद द स्थूल पंचमहाभूत ऑल द शरीर आर मेड, ऑल द बॉडीज आर मेड, एंड द होल वर्ल्ड यूनिवर्स इज ऑल्सो मेड ऑफ दैट फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट, दैट फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट. देन इन 244 इट इज सेड, एतो उपाधि, एतो उपाधि, दीज टू उपाधि. एतो मीन्स ड्यूअल नंबर, द्विवचन, द्विवचन टू. विच टू उपाधि? उपाधि ऑफ जीव एंड उपाधि ऑफ ईश्वर. एतो उपाधि पर जीव, पर मीन्स सुप्रीम ईश्वर, जीव मीन्स जीव, पर जीव, जीवयो तयो सम्यक निराशे न परो न जीव. तयो सम्यक निराशे, इफ यू कंप्लीटली रिमूव दिस उपाधि, एतो उपाधि, उपाधि ऑफ जीव एंड उपाधि ऑफ ईश्वर. व्हाट इज उपाधि ऑफ जीव? फाइव कोशा और अविद्या. एंड व्हाट इज द उपाधि ऑफ ईश्वर? माया, कारण उपाधि. इफ यू रिमूव दिस बोथ फ्रॉम ईश्वर एंड जीव, सम्यक निराशे, कंप्लीटली, नॉट पार्टली, 100% यू हैव टू रिमूव द उपाधि. सम्यक निराशे न पर न जीव, देर इज नो ईश्वर नो नो जीव, दोनों खत्म. सो हाउ इज दैट? इट इज लाइक दिस, कॉन्शियसनेस प्लस माया इज इक्वल टू ईश्वर. माया इज इनर्ट, अविद्या इज ऑल्सो इनर्ट. कॉन्शियसनेस प्लस अविद्या इज जीव. कॉन्शियसनेस प्लस अविद्या इज इक्वल टू जीव. कॉन्शियसनेस प्लस माया इज इक्वल टू ईश्वर. सो माया इज द कारण, अविद्या इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ दैट माया, इट इज कार्य. सो इफ वी रिमूव दिस कंडीशनिंग, दिस उपाधि, वॉट आर दिस टू उपाधि? माया एंड अविद्या, फ्रॉम बोथ, फ्रॉम ईश्वर एंड जीव. वॉट विल रिमेन? Consciousness. So from the standpoint of consciousness, it is one and same. If you remove the upadhi, na paro na jiva, no Ishwar, no jiva, what is there then? Only Brahman is there, only consciousness is there. Is that clear? It should be crystal clear. There should not be any doubt in it. If we remove the conditioning of Ishwar, if we remove the conditioning of jiva, what will remain is consciousness. Is only Brahman. Brahman alone is there. Na para na jiva. Then he gives an example, beautiful example. Rajyam Narendrasya Bhatasya Khetaka Tayor Apohe Na Bhato Na Raja. Narendra, Naranam Indra, one who is the Raja of Nara, is Narendra. That means Raja. You take out from Raja his Rajya, kingdom, his all powers. Then what will happen? He is an ordinary person. Now Prime Minister Modi is there. If Prime Minister is gone, Modi also becomes simple, ordinary citizen. Bhatasya Khetaka, Bhatasya means soldier, and he has got a Khetak shield. At that time, 1200 years ago, the people soldier have used to have one sword and one shield. So if you take their weapon, from the soldier or his dress, then what will remain? Human being. So what is the difference between Raja and soldier? No difference. Ketaka tayor apohe na bhata na Raja. When you take their political power or the power to soldier, then what remains? They are ordinary citizen only. Gurudev writes beautifully here, when electricity functioning through a 1000 candle power bulb, its intensity of light is more than what it functions through a 5 candle power bulb when there is certainly less light. If the 5 candle power bulb is replaced by a 1000 candle power bulb, the light in both will be the same. Is it not so? Light is the same. So 5 candle power is Jeeva, 1000 candle power is Ishwar. When the bulbs are destroyed, both 5 candle power and 1000 power bulbs are destroyed, the electricity becomes one and the same energy without its different light manifestations. Electricity is same in both. Consciousness functioning through a limited equipment manifests as a limited individual who is at all moments suffering from the passions of his flesh, the agitations of his mind, and the limitation of his intellect. Thus, the jiva is a sorrowful, miserable creature, suffering more and more in his anxiety to fulfill himself. Anxiety to fulfill himself? What? Who is the jiva? Jiva is limited. He thinks himself, I am apoorn. Really speaking, he is poorn because he is consciousness. Without upadhi, he is poorn. But with upadhi, jiva thinks, I am apoorn. And whole life, this jiva wants to become poorn. How? To accumulate OED, to accumulate the material things from the world, and he becomes sorrowful, anxious, sorrowful. This is the biography of a jiva. The same consciousness functioning through the total equipment is the mighty presence in the entire cosmos and its creator. God is the supreme power and the sole sustainer of everything. Now and then the teacher says, when I destroy the 5 candle power bulb with a stick, and with the same stick, when the 1000 candle power bulb is also broken, there is neither less light nor more light. There is no light at all. What remains is the electricity. Similarly, when the equipment are removed from both God and the individual, there is neither a para-God or a jiva individual. Then there is no distinction at all between the essence in God and the presence in the jiva. To the jiva, there is a world of plurality, and to the world of plurality, there is a creator. This is acceptable to the intellect, very satisfying indeed, but the pure essence behind the world lies beyond the intellect. Therefore, the intellect is to be transcended. Where will I find him? It is in the intellect. It is in our mind. He is illuminating each and every thought. The intellect cannot be transcended unless the vasanas are exhausted. The intellect cannot be transcended unless the vasanas. In BMI chart, who is obstructing our vision of our Atma? Vasana. Vasana. So vasana we have to transcend, exhaust first. When an individual vasana are exhausted, he transcends the intellect and directly realizes that he, the individual, is no more an individual. He has risen above the individuality, the ego. When one has risen above the one sense of individuality, one has risen above the sense of totality, God concept also. So many times a question arises, if I remove my upadhi, it's okay. How do I remove the upadhi of Ishwar? Is it not so? Humko kya karna hai? It is very clearly said that you try to transcend your 5 kosha. When you transcend your 5 kosha, you go beyond mind and intellect, you reach consciousness. When you reach that consciousness, there is no mind available to recognize Ishwar. Is there any mind available? we don't have to worry about the Ishwar. If Jivatva is gone, Ishwaratva is also gone. If one Upadhi of Jiva is gone, Upadhi, all Upadhis are gone. There is no more world. No creation, no creator, nothing is there then after that. Only Brahman is there. Sankara, faithfully to his own style of discourse, gives an example here to illustrate the idea. When the kingdom of the king and the seal of the soldier are both taken away from them, then there can neither be a king nor a soldier. The king is a king and the soldier is a soldier, because each one's position and status, an officially dismissed policeman and a politically relieved minister, are both common citizens with no distinguishing powers or duties. So present day example also he gives Gurudev. So Maya is the equipment of Ishwar. God and five kosas are the equipment of the Jiva. Maya, Karanupadi, cause. And Jiva has got Panchakosa. What is Panchakosa? It is an effect of Maya. Ego. When these equipments are transcended, the essence behind both Ishwar and Jiva will be realized as one infinite reality. Then how are we to reject these limiting adjuncts that condition the self and make it play as God and ego? This is explained in the following verse. How to remove the upadhi? 245.
Athat adesha iti shruti svayam. Nishedhati brahmani kalpitam dvayam.
Nishedhati brahmani kalpitam dvayam.
Shruti pramananu grihita bodhat.
Shruti pramananu grihita bodhat.
Tayor nirasak karaniya eva.
Tayo nirasa karaniya eva.
Athata adesha iti shruti svayam. Nishedhati brahmani kalpitam dvayam. Shruti pramananu grihita bodhat. Tayo nirasa karaniya evam.
Atha adesha iti shruti svayam. So this word atha adesha, this is from Upanishad, Brihadaranyak Upanishad. The complete sentence there is athat adesha neti neti. Athat adesha neti neti. Out of that only athat adesha is taken here. Athat adesha iti shruti svayam. Atha means now, atha means then, ades means injunction. Iti the Shruti Veda Swayam themselves. Now is the injunction, etc., in the words of Shruti. What we have to do? Nishedati Brahmani Kalpitam Dvayam. Nishedati, reject. Brahmani in Brahman. All these upadhis are superimposition on Brahman. Brahman means consciousness. One Maya, he becomes Ishwar. On the other Brahman, he becomes Vidyapadi, he becomes Jiva. Brahman is the separatum. With the Maya Upadhi, Ishwar. With the Avidya Upadhi, one is called Jiva, Brahmani. Kalpitam Dvayam, imagine. This is imagination only. Dvayam, both. Both Ishwar and Jiva is imaginary. So reject the imagined duality in Brahman. So duality is forbidden in Upanishad also. There is no duality. No duality at all. Shruti praman anugrihit bodhat. Shruti praman anugrihit. Supported by the authority of the scripture. Praman, the means. Where will we get the knowledge of Brahman? Shruti. Shruti is praman. Vedas are praman. Anugrihit, they are the authority. Bodhat, by knowledge. So knowledge is given in Shruti. Shruti has showered her grace. Shruti says, understand oneness, remove the upadhi. If you want to understand the oneness of Jeev or Ishwar or Atma or Paramatma or Jeev or Brahma, remove the upadhi. That's all. What you have to do is remove the upadhi. This is Adesh, this is injunction. तयो निराश करनीय एव. तयो मीन्स देयर, देयर मीन्स दिस उपाधि. विच उपाधि? माया उपाधि एंड अविद्या उपाधि. माया उपाधि ऑफ ईश्वर एंड अविद्या उपाधि ऑफ जीव. निराश, एलिमिनेशन. सो द एलिमिनेशन इज टू बी करनीय, शुड बी डन. यू डोंट हैव एनी चॉइस देयर. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड तत्वमसि, वॉट यू हैव टू डू, यू शुड reject, eliminate the upadhi eva certainly. So how can one get out of it? So Gurudev writes beautifully in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the rishi starts, now then is the injection, not this, not this, meaning now therefore we are giving you the adesh. Adesh is order, it's an injunction. Adesh for the experience of the reality. If you want to experience reality, everybody wants to say, yes, I want to experience Brahman. Then what we have to do? You have to eliminate upadhi. Thus the instruction continue and explain how the pluralistic phenomenal world or the equipments are to be transcended and negated. Mark the word transcended and negated. He is not saying destroy panchakosha. In order to reach your Atman, don't destroy your panchakosha. Otherwise, how you will reach there? If you destroy panchakosha, then you can't reach. Only you have to transcend and negate. The Upanishad negates plurality, which is illusion of the mind. Be very careful. All this plurality is the creation of mind. So long the mind is there, world is there. When the mind is not there, world is not there. This is our experience. In deep sleep, do you experience any world? No. Therefore, world is illusion. Plurality is only the projection of the mind and intellect. Where the mind and intellect do not function, there is no plurality. In deep sleep or swooning, there is no plurality perceived at all. Shruti negates plurality as unreal and says that behind and beneath it, there is vital, absolute reality which is to be experienced. One has to get out of this plurality in order to realize the reality. So plurality comes from mind. So long the mind is there, plurality is there. We called world asat. Whole world is called asat. Whatever is seen is yad disram taj jadam. Yad jadam tad vikari, it is modifying. Yad vikari vinasyati. Yad vinasyati mithya. Yad mithya asat. Asat means is not there at all. So up to vinasyati we understand. Yad disram tad jadam. Whatever is seen is inert. Because Atman you can never see. Therefore Atman can never become jada, inert. Other than Atman, all anatma vastu we will see. So therefore all anatma vastu is inert. And whatever is inert is modifying. This also we experience. It is modifying. And whatever is modifying is vinashi. It will perish one day. That also is seen. Whatever is perishing is mithya. Mithya means that is limited in one period of time. That is mithya. Up to this is very clearly understood. Then we say, no, is this mithya is asat. It is not there at all. We don't want to accept that. Why it is asat? Since it is negated, the world is negated in deep sleep, it is asat. If it is sat, then in the deep sleep also it has to be there. Sat means what? Trikale tishtati. So if we say world is sat, people say world is sat, we are experiencing, we are transacting. But Vedanta says it is asat. How do you prove asat? Vedanta says since it is negated, since it is negated in three avasthas, in Jagrat avastha it is there, in Sapna avastha it is something else, and in the deep sleep it is not there. Since it is negated, subject to negation, therefore it is called asat. So Brahma sat, Jagat mithya. Now you understand? Brahma is sat, Jagat is mithya. And from the highest standpoint, Jagat is asat, it is not there. because it is negated. Now, how can one get out of it? Gurudev writes, the Shruti declaration alone is not sufficient. The knowledge gained as a result of scriptural information confirmed by one's rational, independent thinking can help one to negate this plurality. Whenever there is a bodily demand, think, I am not the mind, etc. So when you are identified with the Annamaya Kosh, what will you say? You will say, I am beautiful, I am tall, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Identified with gross body. When you are identified with prana, you will say, I am hungry, I am thirsty. When you are identified with Manomaya Kosh, I am happy sometimes and most of the time unhappy. When you are identified with the intellect, what will say? I am doer. You know, the karta bhav comes from the intellect. When you are identified with the bliss seat, bliss, what is bliss seat? It is causal body. It is karan, sarira. It is avidya. It is ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the world and ignorance of self also. When we are in the deep sleep, causal state means deep sleep. In deep sleep, what happens? We are ignorant about the world also. We are ignorant about our own self also. But that avidya is endowed with some bliss. We experience some sukh at that time. But equipments are not there to perceive it. In Jagrat Avastha, we also experience sukh. And this sukh can be of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic type of sukh. This sukh can be have degrees, priya, mod, pramod degrees. But whenever you are identified with any kosha, when these things come into your mind, Gurudev says, I am not the mind. Thus by negating all the five koshas and experiencing the self behind them, all at once own nature, the jeevhood is transcended and the supreme is realized. Difficult to realize Brahma? No, not at all. Not at all. Hmm. 246.
Nedam nedam kalpitatvanna satyam.
Nedam nedam kalpitatna.
Kalpitatvanna satyam. Tvanna satyam. Rajju drishtavyalavat svapnavaccha. Rajju drishtavyalavat svapnavaccha. Ittham drishyam sadhu yuktya vyapoya. Ittham drishyam sadhu yuktya vyapoya. Geya geya paschadeka bhavastayoryah. Geya paschadeka bhavastayoryah. Nedam nedam kalpitatvanna satyam. Rajju drishtavyalavat svapnavaccha. Ittham drishyam sadhu yuktya vyapoya. Geya paschadeka bhavastayoryah.
Na idam kalpitvat na satyam. Na idam. Idam refers to upadhi. Now two types have said it. Na idam, na idam. Why two times? One idam refers to the upadhi of Ishwar. Another idam refers to upadhi of. So na idam, na idam. Kalpitva. Kalpitva. Imaginary. Both are imagined on Brahman. Na satyam. Na satyam. They are not real. So neither the gross nor the subtle, neither the upadhi of jeev nor the upadhi of Ishwar, they are not real. They are product of imagination. Both are imagined. Kalpana. Kalpita. How? Rajju drasht vyalavat. Rajju. Drasht, but you are not seeing Rajju, you are not seeing rope, you are seeing what is your? Vyal. Vyal means snake. Vyalavat. Rajju drasht vyalavat. Sapnavatcha. Second example is giving Swapnavat. Two examples. Why is giving two examples? One is objective, another is subjective. You see, Swapna is subjective. We experience inside. And the snake is outside. Is that so? Rajju is an object. Object is outside. On that object, you are projecting snake. It is outside. And the dream? Dream is subjective, inside. So what he wants to tell, both the inside and outside, everything is kalpana only. All imaginary. Rajju drishta vyalavat. The Rajju sarp we have seen many times. And the dream also we have seen. We are pauper, miser. But in dream we find that we have become Raja. But when we come out of the dream number two to dream number one, in dream number one I am beggar. A beggar is dreaming that he has become Raja in which dream? Dream number two. So when he comes out from the dream number two to dream number one, he realizes he is still beggar. So the kingdom of dream number two is not available to the same entity in dream number one. So, na satyam, we all say the dream is not satya. Not satya. This is our experience. And if you want to know the rope also, by yukti or by knowledge, we can come to know the truth of snake also, illusory snake. Therefore, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, na sato vidyate bhava, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. Sata is never absent. Sat means? Satchidanand, the truth is never absent. And nasato vidyate bhava, asat is not present. Asat is not present. Whole world is not present. Why whole world is asat? Always we have to remember the logic. Why Vedanta is saying the whole world is asat? Because it is negated in dream, in deep sleep state. Therefore it is asat. Had it been sat, it should have been available in that state also. Therefore, it is called asat. Ittham drishyam sadhu yuktya vyapoha. Ittham thus. Drishyam seen. The whole world seen. Sadhu perfectly. Yuktya by reasoning. Vyapoha eliminate. So, by a perfect elimination of the objective world by reasoning, we should remove it. And in Sadhan Panchakam also, the last stage is called Purnatma Susamichyatam. After negating everything, then what we will get? Purnatma. That Atma, Purnmadah Purnamidam, that Purn will be Susamichyatam. You should experience well. So, we are seeing world, we are seeing the false world, we have to negate it. This is kalpana. Geya paschat ek bhava tayoya. Geya should be realized. Everyone should realize geya. What? Paschat, thereafter. We have negated all the upadhis of jiva and Ishwar. Ek bhava. When the upadhis are removed, what remains? Is the consciousness. Consciousness in the jeep, consciousness in the Ishwar remains. Or the consciousness part of the Brahman, it is one and same. Ek bhava tayoya. So there, tayo means there. Jeep and Ishwar. If we remove the upadhi of jeep and Ishwar, what will remain? Ek bhava. Consciousness will remain. Tayoya, that which remains. So all our study is to remove the drishya. All our studies are to remove the drishya. We are giving too much importance to drishya. we don't give any importance to the substratum. What is drishya? Drishya is all kalpana. It's all imagination only. So imaginary thing we are giving lot of importance, and to the substratum which is permanent, we don't care for that. We don't care for that. So we should give importance, more importance to the permanent thing and less importance to temporary thing. In Tattvabodh we have seen nitya vastu ekam brahma tad vyatiriktam sarvam anityam. Brahman is ekam only. What will happen if there are two Brahman? They become limited. Immediately if there are two, then there is a boundary. And when there is a boundary, it becomes drishyam. When it becomes drishyam, it is jalam. So nitya vastu ekam brahma tad vyatiriktam sarvam anityam. That other than that Brahman, everything is anitya only. And in Vivekchudamani we have also seen neha nana asti kinchana. There is no nana, there is no plurality here. Neha nana asti, there is no plurality. From the highest standpoint, only Brahman is there. There is no plurality here. Brahma anad nasti. Other than Brahman, nothing is there. This chair is also Brahman. Just remove namru. This chair is also Brahman. In Jeev also we found the consciousness is there. Satchitanand is there. In Ishwar is also Satchitanand is there. But the equipment are different. Similarly, chair is also Satchitanand plus Namrupa. Remove Namrupa. This also is Satchitanand. So from the highest standpoint, what remains is only Brahma eva asti. That's all. Brahma alone exists. Nothing else is there. All other things are only imagination. So if we say this world is anitya, everybody accepts it. But the moment I say it is illusion, no. The moment I say it is illusion, no. We are transacting with the world. How can it be illusion? No, we don't want to accept. But reality is that Brahma eva asti. Like other than rope, there is no snake. If we are projecting snake on the rope, what is the truth? What is the reality? Rope is the reality, that is the truth. Rope alone eva asti. Rajju eva asti. Kali rassi hai. There is nothing else. We are projecting on that. There is a snake. So somebody may say the discourse is also unreal. Aap bol sakte ho na ki this discourse is also unreal. If you have understood that, then you have understood Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. This discourse is also unreal. In Mandukya it is said, Mandukya Karika it is said, the unreal helps you to reach real. Unreal helps us to reach real. Panchakos will help us to reach that truth. This whole universe, the Jagat, help us to reach to the substratum of the Jagat. They help us. How they help? Now suppose a person climbs to this temporary ladder, he climbs the second floor. After reaching on the second floor, he throws the ladder. He doesn't need, he has reached there. But another person cannot go. He needs ladder. When we reach destination, after that we don't require ladder. Similarly, when we go from here to the airport, we go by car. Then after that, leave the car. We don't take car with us in the plane. We leave it. See, in the cinema, we all go for entertainment. We know that this is all unreal, but for entertainment. But the emotions and the stress they generate is real, is it not so? We know that cinema, the whole thing is projected only. But the emotion which it creates, the tension, the stress, iske baad kya hoga, iske baad kya? That is real. So unreal thing can create real also. Snake is unreal, but the emotion which it creates is real. We are afraid of that snake. We are frightened when we see the snake. Emotion is real. Same way, word is unreal. But this unreal words will take us to real. In dream, we are seeing a lion chasing us or roaring, and we get up. You see, the roaring and the lion is all unreal. But that roaring wakes us up, no? It takes us out of the dream. From dream number two to dream number one, we come back. So unreal things also can help us to reach real. Therefore, this discourse is also unreal, but it will help us to reach if they want to reach real, they will come. So now the technical part in verse number 247. Now let me read about this also. Beautifully, Gurudev has written, not this is the language of Upanishad. I am not the body, the body is mine. I am not the mind is mine. Not only do the scriptures say so, but also the rational thinking makes it clear that what is delusorily projected cannot be an actual fact. Had it been true, the world would have been available to me at all times. Why we are saying Asat? Gurudev is coming to that point. The body, mind and intellect are not always available. In deep sleep, I do not gain anything from them. Since they are not available, so they cannot be truth. Since they are not able, since they are negated, therefore they are not Sat. They are other than Sat. Other than Sat is Asat. That which was not there in the past and will not be in the future, but which is apparent only in the present, is called an illusion. What is mithya? What is illusion? That which was not in the past, that which will not remain in the future, is illusion. This body was not there before its birth. It will not be there after death. Therefore, this body is mithya, illusion. The whole universe was not there before creation. It will not be there after dissolution. Therefore, whole world is anything which is limited in time is mithya. Thus, the conviction that the body, the mind and the intellect are not the Atman is held not just because the scripture says so, but by right thinking it becomes amply clear that truly they are not real but are mere projections like the serpent in the rope or like dreams. The snake and rope example is an objective one, and the example of the dream is subjective one, the delusion outside and delusion within. So by two examples Shankaracharya gives that delusion is outside also and delusion is inside also. Thus one who is a sadhu, a spiritual thinker, having eliminated the world within and without, by rational thinking, yukti, will realize that I, who experience the object, emotions and thoughts through the body, mind and intellect, am the one, the substratum, the pure consciousness. So the Atman in me is nothing other than the Brahman who is the substratum of the whole world. Any difficulty in understanding? You can write on the board, you can approve yukti by reasoning, by shruti. But just remember the formula. Consciousness plus maya is equal to Ishwar. Consciousness plus avidya is equal to jeev. This maya and avidya is a conditioning the upadhi. If we remove the upadhi of both Ishwar and jeeva, what remains in both cases will be the consciousness. So the consciousness in me and consciousness in the Ishwar, or the consciousness in the Brahman, consciousness in elephant, consciousness in the element is one and the same. Don't say the consciousness in the elephant is big and the consciousness in the ant is small. It is one and same. Only the equipment are different. 1000 candle power bulb, hathi is 1000 candle and the ant is 5 candles. This is only this much. Electricity, the consciousness is one and same. Okay, let us see the word meaning of the next one.
Tatastuto lakshanaya sulakshyo.
Tatastuto lakshanaya sulakshyo.
Tato rakhandaika rasatva siddhaye. Tato rakhandaika rasatva siddhaye. Nalam jahatyana tatha jahatya. Nalam jahatyana tatha jahatya. Kintu bhayarthatmikayaiva bhavyam. Tatastuto lakshanaya sulakshyo. Tayora khandaikara sattva siddhaye. Nalam jahatyana tatha jahatya. Kintu bhayatma. Mikayeva bhavyam, kintu bhayarthat mikayeva bhavyam.
So Shruti tells us that in the Tattvamasi there is one truth. There is only one truth. But with upadhi we are different. With upadhi we are different. Ishwar is one, jiva are many. Jiva are many. But Ishwar is, creator is one only. Brahman is one only. The Vedans say there is a difference, but there is oneness also. With upadhi, they are all different. And without upadhi, only one is there. Tata tu tau lakshanaya sulakshau. Tata, therefore, tu, verily, tau, these two terms, tat and tuan. Tau, lakshanaya, through their implied meaning. Lakshanaya. Implied meaning. Sulakshro should be carefully considered. So therefore the two terms jeev and ishwar should be carefully considered through their indicative meaning. We have to take indicative meaning. Tayo akhanda ekarasattva siddhaye. Tayo there. Akhanda indivisible. Ekarasattva siddhaye. For establishing identity. In order to prove the identity between jeev and Ishwar, what we have to take is the indicative meaning, not the literal meaning. Okay. What is lakshan? In order to understand the meaning of a sentence, we can understand it in three ways. One is called abhidhavritti. Abhidhavritti means in there is no difference. Whatever is said is literally taken. Vivek Churamani class will, next class will be on next Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Clear? A.M. 8:30 a.m. So you don't take any other meaning. Then lakshanavritti. Lakshanavritti, you don't take direct meaning. Example, this boy is tiger. You take, don't take like that he is a tiger. That is called Lakshana. You take that this boy is brave. He is like a tiger. That is called Lakshana Vritti. What was the first one? Abhida Vritti. Abhida Vritti means we don't take any other meaning. Abhida Vritti. Second is Lakshana Vritti. We take indicative meaning. And third is Vyanjana Vritti. So Lakshana are three types. Abhida Vritti, direct meaning, no change. Lakshana Vritti, in Lakshana Vritti, we take the indicative meaning. And Vyanjana Vritti, suppose some ignorant person is coming and we say Kalidas is coming. Sometimes we say, na, sarcastic. Kaun aa raha hai? Kalidas aa raha hai. He is a murkha. Some ignorant fool is coming and we are telling. Vyanjana Vritti. So once a boss asks a salesman, did you get any order today? He said, yes, I got three orders. What are those three orders? Get out, sit outside and never come back. Boss asked something, did you get any order? But this salesman was rebuked. So he was given three orders. Get out, sit outside, never come back. He said, I got three orders. So Lakshana Vritti is also three types. Lakshana Vritti. No, same thing.
Because in
Tattva
we say three lakshana.
That is different. This is literal meaning and the lakshana. The word lakshana has come here, na? Tatastu to lakshanaya. So this lakshana can be of the three types, Abhida Vritti, then lakshana, and the third one, Vyanjana Vritti. So Vyanjana Vritti and Abhida Vritti is not applicable to Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi, Abhida Vritti means literal meaning. Abhida Vritti, the next Vivek Chudamani class will be on next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Abhida Vritti, there is no ambiguity in that, Abhida Vritti. And Vyanjana Vritti, this also is not applicable to. If we say Abhida Vritti Tattvamasi, that means we want to take it with Upadhi. Vyanjana Vritti is also not applicable. It is not sarcastic something or taunting something. So therefore to Tattvamasi, Lakshana Vritti will be applicable. And this Lakshana Vritti is of the three types, Jahad, Ajahad, Jayada, Ajahad. These words are used here. But this requires more time to explain. What is Jahad Lakshan? What is Ajahad Lakshan? And what is Jahad Ajahad Lakshan?
Whoever wants to come to us, it's very important.
So that we will take up in our next class. Oh.